Today on Foreplay, we are talking about how to revamp the bedroom, one weekend, three commitments, better sex, all on today's episode, plus a special announcement coming at you soon.
Hello again, and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic.
So Lori, we're talking about weekends and how to revolutionize your sex life in one weekend.
Revamping the bedroom in one weekend.
Yeah. What do your weekends mostly look like?
I'm interested in work.
and you're just working these days on the weekend? That's sad. I don't like that.
I know. It's really sad. It is very sad. I'm so ready for this to be done. But I'm finishing my dissertation.
Yay!
I'm weeks away from that, and so excited to be finally done. And I had a really cool week, though. I went to New Orleans to do my emotionally focused therapy core skills training.
My favorite place on earth.
Oh, really?
One of them. Yeah.
Really? What do you love about New Orleans?
Well, I mean, I'm from Louisiana.
Yeah.
And so it feels like home. Uh-huh. And I'm not from New Orleans, but went to New Orleans a lot. Yeah. But the food, dancing.
What's your favorite place to go in New Orleans?
I'm not good at restaurant names. It's a bad question for me.
Sorry.
And I just like good food. I like being in the French Quarter.
Uh-huh.
I like beignets. I like all of it. Yeah. It's just fun. Yeah. It's good energy.
They had amazing food. It was really great. And I learned an amazing amount of stuff. I was so excited just to come home and bring that to the clinic and teach people about EFT and use EFT. I think it's a little clearer than mud now. So,
yeah. Well, that's good.
That's good.
You're in such a different phase of life for me. All my weekends just involve kids' activities, ballet, as we've talked about, and trying to contain my son from going crazy, so and entertain him as much as possible. So we are talking about a weekend that can really change things for couples, right? And we have three big things that we feel like they can make commitments to that will really – they can take steps really quickly to turn their relationship around.
Yeah, and right? I'd like to say, you know, just a little bit about when you would approach your partner for this kind of idea, right? Mm-hmm. I mean – we know the sexual pursuer is going to say, yes, I can turn it around in a weekend.
Yeah, they're going to get super excited. They're going to want to do all the things.
Yeah.
Right.
But a sexual distancer is probably going to feel like, ooh, a lot of pressure. So you have to have worked things through enough to really feel like this is something that you both want to do mutually. I mean, I think it would be a disappointment if you go into this kind of a weekend and your partner is reluctant.
Yeah, this feels like a sort of activity where you both feel like you're on the same team. You work through a lot of the resentments or tensions between the two of you, and you're going in almost like you're solving a puzzle,
right?
Or you're equally committed to finding a solution, and you're being able to work together on this.
Yeah, and for all my EFT buddies who might be listening, I now have new language for it. So it's like basically once you are securely attached, you know, and you're not reactive to each other's cycles. So that means that you know, basically, you know, my partner's a pursuer and this is, you know, what they need. This is how they find love. And I know that I feel pressure, but I know that they are doing this to connect, or same likewise with a distancer or a withdrawer, that they, you know, go away and they're a little reluctant, but that's their anxiety. And you understand that and you have compassion for it. And when you can talk about it with each other, that might be the time that you're ready to do this weekend.
Yeah, and we're big fans of the weekend away anyway, right?
Like, yes, please.
Every relationship needs time to itself. It needs space to grow. It needs space to improve. Like, if you don't have that, you're not going to improve and grow.
No.
And so this is just a more focused one of those that we've talked about before.
I know. And I've got like several weekends away planned out with my husband. I'm so excited.
Oh, you do?
Oh,
like already planned for the year?
Yeah.
Oh,
we're
gonna
go see
nice.
Hamilton.
My fave.
We're going to go up to New York.
Are you seeing Hamilton in New York?
No, I'm not seeing Hamilton in New York. I'm seeing it in Chicago.
Okay. Still just as good. But this is your Hamilton newbie, right?
I'm a Hamilton newbie.
Your first time?
I'm a first timer.
Right. Our friend.
It's my first time with Hamilton.
Our friend Shelley has seen it like five times.
I know.
I've only seen it once, but I've listened. We jammed out to the soundtrack.
We had the soundtrack too, just to get ready.
Yeah, very good. So what's the first step? What's the first commitment that we're talking about?
Okay, so the first commitment is basically, I mean, what sets this whole thing in motion, which is prioritizing intimacy. So you want to, first of all, just in the planning stages, and then think about how you're going to spend the weekend together in a way that is just about the two of you. So like 48 hours, you know, of sexual contact.
Yeah,
or,
in some way.
But no, you know, no kids, no phones, no emails, no computers, no Twitter, no social media, nothing, and no work.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably the hardest thing for most people to get away from these days.
Really?
You know, work is just always present, right?
Yeah, but you have to say no to some things to be able to say yes to your relationship. And that's what that feels like, is when you say prioritize intimacy, you're saying no to a bunch of other things and being able to say yes to your relationship, and specifically to sex in your relationship.
Right.
Right.
So you're going away together basically for a sex weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, it feels a little more, we've talked about those type of weekends before, but this feels a little even more intentional. When you're talking about prioritizing intimacy, you're saying, we want this to be a part of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We recognize that this is an area that we struggle in. We're on the same page that we want it to be a priority. And getting out of your house and your routines is so vital for that. Right?
I think so too. I just think all of us, when we're in our own homes, I don't know, some people maybe not, but most women I talk to, myself, I mean, being out of my home is downtime.
Mm.
You know, when I'm in my home, I'm thinking about all the things I should have done, should get done. I just, it's not the same.
Right.
You know? And plus, I mean, being away together is the trick for me. So spend the first night away in like a quiet, relaxed way. Just find someplace with room service, get away, have alcohol, but in moderation, you know, eat the dinner without talking to the kids. Just start to rest, relax, go to Hotwire, and, you know, it's a discount hotel place. So most people can afford, you know, at least a night or two away.
And I would say splurge just a little bit on your hotel room. I feel like there are a lot of...
Ooh, Adam, I like you.
Well, thank you. I like you too. but I think you need to splurge a little bit, and it needs to feel like a getaway,
mm-hmm.
right? The Motel 6 doesn't exactly feel like a getaway.
No hojos.
Yeah, no hojos. You know, that's Howard Johnson to you millennials who don't know that term.
Because
Howard Johnson.
Like, what?
Because Howard Johnson is out of business. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, gosh.
But,
I'm out of it.
But that, I think being able to have a space like that, that feels like a vacation, that feels different. You know, you could find a cheap motel, but it's going to hinder rather than help. And so you want a space that's going to help this, right?
Yeah. So then once you're relaxed, what we're asking that you do would be an explicit exercise. And this is an arousal stage fantasy exercise. I want you to spend an hour just kind of writing down your ideal sexual enjoyment, whatever that fantasy is. And the purpose of this is to help your partner. So if you're somebody who never really talks brass tacks, this is your opportunity to say, this is what I think would be really hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you're somebody who it's all about what's hot and they don't know kind of all the other things that you like, maybe the way you like to be prepared, maybe the way you like, you know, it afterwards, like make it a little bit broader so that they know everything and maybe make it a little more vulnerable. This is what I feel. You know, when we do it, this is what I feel afterwards or during. I mean, you know, in whichever way your partner has asked you to help them understand you sexually, that's what this is about. It's not, you know, something that we want you to criticize about the other. We don't want you to say, oh, my God, you know, this is so crass, or, you know, that may be the way that they're thinking about it. That's their ideal fantasy. And the idea is to be open enough to just let in, these are your partner's thoughts.
What if it is something that is truly shocking to the other person, right?
Okay.
Or
okay,
something
this,
they're not willing
would
to
not
participate
be,
in.
No, this would not be the time to shock your partner. Hmm. I mean, that's, I would advise against that. I know a couple and, you know, he waited till his honeymoon when he felt really, really safe to tell her that he was a cross-dresser. No. That's not what I want you to do here. I want you to...
Yeah, this would not be... Not to share a fantasy that you know would be outside of your partner's boundaries.
Right.
That they would be so far against.
I mean, it could be outside of your usual boundaries, but I think it's... It might be a stretch, but I...
Right. I mean, not saying if you know that they are against a threesome, for example, this is not the time to bring that up. Not the time to bring up something that would just be absolutely shocking to them.
Right.
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 And then you want them to kind of sit back to back on the bed. Why back to back?
Well, it gives them an opportunity to feel physical connection without that anxiety of being viewed. You know, sometimes for all of us, when we're watched, we feel just a little bit more anxious. And I think if you're about to reveal this, what I've seen for people is it gives them deep connection without self-consciousness, you know. So, I mean, you know, if they want to look at each other, that's great. I suggest that they sit back-to-back naked, you know, skin on skin, baby.
Yeah, that is very – skin on skin is such a securing thing as well. It's a securing exercise.
It does.
So being able to do that without – I mean, it's sexual, but it's not having sex, which is going to be helpful to just that bond between the two.
Right. And as best as you are able, you know, just let this in. Let what your partner says in. Don't get defensive. Just, okay, this is not an ask of this is what we're going to do next. This is just a sharing of the minds.
Yeah.
You know, and then afterwards, make love.
Mm. Yeah. That sounds like a great night.
I know.
But we're not even saying stop there. We've got two more things.
I know.
For the weekend.
Right.
Right. So we'll come back after the break and talk about those two more things plus a big announcement.
Okay. So we want to remind all of you that we are thankful for the way you've shared the podcast. We continue to grow. It is our greatest honor when you share with a friend the work that we're doing in trying to help people so that they can make positive changes and strengthen their marriages and their partnerships. And I think the last thing we'd like to say is both of us are doing intensives. So if you would like to work with us, let us know and call our centers. You can find us at foreplayradiosextherapy.com.
And if you like what we're doing and want to help support us, we'd love for you to rate and review us on iTunes. So thanks for listening. So we're back talking about how to revamp your sex life in a weekend. This segment of Foreplay is brought to you by Hojo's, now defunct Howard Johnson's hotels. Just kidding. It's really not.
Just kidding.
So what's the second thing, Lori?
Okay,
second phase.
So the second commitment is we want to fine tune what does work. So we're going to find things that you're already good at. And the explicit exercise we want you to do is becoming a giver and a receiver. So we basically want you to do, you know, like an oil massage, totally naked. Start with like your neutral body areas and eventually progress to the genitals. And the receiver should just have their eyes shut. And, you know, maybe with each touch, they start to help their partner rating it on a scale of 1 to 5. So 5 is high for feeling good. And we don't want you to necessarily do this to orgasm. We want you to just do this for pleasure. So it's going to be a timed exercise. So for 30 minutes, one of you is the receiver, the other is the giver. Mm. And there, you know, what's difficult about sex, right, is this balance. We are both givers and receivers. Mm. Touching is pleasure.
Yeah.
And we often want to touch our partner in certain ways that gives us pleasure. And receiving touch is pleasure. It's both. And so I think this is one of the difficulties in the dance of sex is finding that balance of, no, don't do it that way. And it's like, oh, but I want to do it that way. certainly something that is painful we don't want to do, but we want to help our partner learn what increases arousal. So, you know, maybe saying, okay, that's just a one right now.
Yeah, this seems like for people that have never done this before, this feels, I know the intimacy is the goal, but it feels very intimate even in just you describing it,
mm-hmm.
right? So I wonder if people have never done something like this, with their partner. It's a pretty vulnerable thing to do, mm-hmm. right? Like, how would they internally kind of gear up for something like this if this has been something that's not been a part of this kind of intimate touch and intimate, like, conversation about that touch, rating that touch? How would they kind of step into this
so
in a good
you're
way?
You're right. I think there's so many vulnerable pieces about that, right? Being naked in light in front of your partner, that could create anxiety. I think the sense of, oh my God, I don't really know how to do this, could create anxiety, mm-hmm. or, you know, I always fail at this and it's just going to be the same old thing. I mean, there's all kinds of ways. So that's why I'm saying let's start from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
If you're anxious about being naked, you know, draw the curtains. Most hotels have blackout curtains, and light a candle or something like that so that you can feel good. Maybe do this after a cocktail lunch, you know.
Yeah. Alcohol helps in these situations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, alcohol is a disinhibitor, right? And so anything that disinhibits you so that you can get relaxed is good. But I think that's a great point, Adam. And I think as, you know, your arousal increases, you want to help your lover understand that. So certainly something that didn't feel as good in the beginning, maybe it didn't feel bad, but it just was neutral and now feels really good, you want to briefly say that. This is not a correcting time. This is not like, okay, I don't like that. Do this, do that. It's mm-hmm. it's more about that's a one, that's a two, hey, that's a five. It's really just using numbers to guide your partner and also try to remember that touches change as arousal changes.
Yeah. And then you're moving on to Saturday afternoon.
Oh, right? Yeah. Okay. So this can't be after a cocktail lunch.
Yeah. You had them start
this
in the morning.
This one's after a cocktail lunch.
Hey, a mimosa maybe. You know.
A mimosa. That's
right. Right. But in the afternoon, you have a more dynamic exercise to kind of see what their patterns are.
Yes. Okay. So this is difficult because we're going to have you follow up four sentences with your thoughts. And we're going to post this on our show notes so that you can, you know, you don't have to write this down. Okay, so this dynamic exercise, we're going to have them analyze their patterns and also talk a little bit about things that need to be readjusted. So honesty in marriage is spelled T-A-C-T, right? Tact. We want to say something that is kind to our partner. We don't want to make comments about their body at this point. We're talking about interaction.
Tact, oftentimes, too, you need to know what the language is of tact. A lot of times people just don't have the right language or the right words, and so they end up searching for things in the moment rather than knowing what are the things that they can – is basically sentence starters,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, what we have for them in a lot of ways is four sentence starters that just get that conversation rolling in a very tactful way.
Right. It's also a way that couples who are in sync with each other can talk about what's happening, what they see their part is in the whole dynamic, what they need from their partner, and the commitment they're making. So the first sentence that we want you to talk about, and you only get one of these each, is, in my opinion, our weaknesses regarding sexual intimacy are, what would we get? Okay.
Fill in the blank.
Lack of frequency, lack of oral sex, pain with menopause, we don't have enough time.
Experimenting
with new things, you know, the lack of variety, you know, whatever. So whatever you think, and you want to make it simple, and this is not a paragraph answer.
Yeah, it's one or two things at
and
most.
It's not a session to complain.
Mm.
You know, we're looking for a way that couples who are already in sync can just talk about ways that they might take some corrective actions.
Yeah. And then the next one, it's always important when you voice your opinion about what's wrong to then also take responsibility for your part in it, right?
Right.
So the second one is just my contributions to the difficulties are fill in the blank,
mm-hmm.
right? They are, I'm not romantic enough. I don't plan dates enough. I'm not responsive enough. I don't give you enough feedback about what I like or don't
mm-hmm.
like.
Right.
Right. It's just being able to take responsibility for those things that you contribute to where you are sexually.
Yeah. Number three, one specific concrete thing I need from you to make this better is X. So Maybe you've just said, you know, I'm not romantic enough, but what I really need from you is to hire a regular babysitter on Friday nights so that I know I have to plan Friday nights or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just something that your partner can do that would really help.
Yeah. And then the last one, from my end, I commit to making things even better by and stating something, again, concrete that you're able to do. I commit to plan 2 date nights in the coming future. I commit to telling you more what I like and what I don't like in bed. Mm-hmm. Anything like that that you can just say, this is what I'm bringing. Again, I'm bringing to the table. I commit to kind of help resolve both of these, the weaknesses that you said, the weaknesses that I said. This is how I commit to trying to resolve them on my side.
Yep. And then we're not going to ask you to make love after this because we know that, you know, you might need to kind of soothe your feathers after this, but we want you to rest and maybe walk and exercise and know that exercise actually improves arousal preceding a sexual incident. So maybe you take a nap, then you go for a long walk, and then you want to come home to the hotel room. And what we suggest here is eat appetizers and drink lightly and then make love.
Mm-hmm. And then go to dinner.
And then go to dinner.
Right, after that.
We do not want to go to dinner first. That is a bad formula.
Yeah. And then finally, the last thing, expanding your sexual repertoire. This really is about just bringing new things within a low-risk situation, right? It is risky a lot of times to introduce new things, but when you've kind of dedicated a weekend to improving your sex life, to making it a priority, to talking about it openly, and raising your awareness of what's going on, this can be a great time to introduce new things and expand what you know sexually.
So this is probably Sunday morning, right? And what we suggest is that you focus on one of four areas, basically about variety. And so it might be varying your pacing. You know, maybe you always make love in a lighthearted way and, you know, you want to make it a little more intense or in technique. So, you know, you do it the same way and you're going to try something else, some other technique to make it happen. Maybe you always use a vibrator and this time you don't and you just make it really, really slow. Maybe the sexual act. So it's maybe you have intercourse all the time or maybe you have oral sex all the time and this time you're going to switch it up. You're going to do something else. And also sexual positions.
Yes.
So we're asking for a stretch that brings more variety into your sex life that really expands your sexual repertoire. I mean, maybe you want to go home and for the next quarter you're doing the same old thing. But I think when you're away, it's a good opportunity to try something new, to look forward to that. You know, this is really helpful.
And so the exercise specifically, really, it just begins with each of those things. It's fantasizing. When you've chosen that area, you know, fantasizing out loud to each other while discovering what would be fast or slow, what would be pleasurable if you move faster, what would be pleasurable if you move slower, more encounter.
And like a technique challenge would be something like practice edging, which is basically bringing each other close to orgasm and then stopping right there. And that, you know, that creates really high arousal.
Yeah. And then being able to just brainstorm if it's sex acts in which you're gonna venture out in, listing as many of them as you can think of without being judgmental, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you have to do them, but you're just listing them. And then after you make that list in 15 or 20 minutes, then just circling two that you'd be willing to try and then actually doing them.
Do them. Right? Do them.
And just
try
go.
It.
Yeah. And then sexual positions, right?
Right. Sexual positions, you know, couples have favorite positions that maybe help them reach climax, but, you know, try something else on the bed, in the shower, standing up. Okay, so we have basically 1 weekend to better sex, and we want to go through that really quickly with you again. You want to prioritize intimacy. Everybody knows what they're getting into here. You're going to fine-tune what works, and then you're going to expand your sexual repertoire. So have fun, you guys. I hope this weekend works. I want to hear feedback.
Yeah, it sounds like a good weekend.
Yeah.
Positive.
So we have something to tell you all.
Yes, it is a hard thing to talk about, but we need to let you know that I will be leaving the podcast in a couple weeks. Yeah, it's a hard decision to come to, but it's one where I need to focus on some other things in life and kind of move on. It's been a great season, one of the highlights of my career, honestly. And we'll talk more about it as the last show gets closer.
Yeah.
But you have a great person coming on.
I do.
And excited about that next phase for Foreplay.
But I'm going to miss you terribly. When Adam told me this, I cried for 2 weeks. It was just like, you are kidding me. Yeah. But I understand it and I support you. And I'm glad for you. But
yeah,
I'm going to miss you.
I will miss you as well. I'll miss the show. I'll miss the interaction with our listeners for sure. But everything kind of has a season, I think. And so for me, it's just time to move on to something else.
Right. And but any of you who would like to reach out to Adam to thank him or express your gratitude for all he's given, please send us a message at info@foreplayrst.com.
That would be nice. And I it's hard to believe, but it's been almost 3 years now,
right? Three and a half almost.
It seemed to fly by.
It flew by.
Yeah. And tons of episodes, tons of memories.
And we're going to talk about what we learned and how we developed, and we're going to share our bloopers with you.
Yeah. Not all of them. some of them are rather racy. But yeah, just glad to have been a part of this and really thankful for this opportunity. And so we'll talk more, I think,
in two weeks. So next week we're going to do another one on
money.
We're going to talk about pursuers and distancers and money, and then we will say goodbye to Adam.
Yeah, on the next one. So thanks for letting me share this space, and we'll talk more about it going forward and kind of introduce your new host, and it'll be great.
Good. Well, you know I love you, dude.
I love you, too. Thanks for all the memories, guys, and we'll talk more soon.
You can now call in your questions to the Foreplay question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at Foreplay. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.